This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
And Paula McIntyre is standing by in Port Stewart, joining us live from her house. Week three of not being in the studio. I cannot get used to this, I have to say. I come out of here at 12 o'clock and I would eat the first thing that I see if there was an old dog running. Well, I wouldn't, obviously, but you know,
it is
just desperate.
That's funny. It was just funny for me. I have to eat for 10 now. That's, you know, it's hard up here. You know, it's really hard.
And then you're making flower pots today. Are you sure you've contacted the right program? Are you sure it's not David Maxwell you want to be talking to?
I saw David's tweet there. So anyway, he's saying that there was a sound like his kind of cakes. The thing, now this is just a gimmick, but today is International Carrot Day. So, I mean, carrots are, you know, I love carrots, especially, you know, local carrots and especially dirty local carrots. But I sort of thought I'd make a carrot cake, but, you know, go and put it into a wee flower pot, you know, bake them in a flower pot. So if you have these, if you don't have the terracotta, you know, the small terracotta flower pots, but if you do have them, or if you have some with plants in them, just transfer the plants to something else and give them a good scrub. But they're great for baking, John. You know, you get a really good, you know, if you're baking a wheaten bread or a soda bread in them.
And they're just like a wee flower pot.
Just a wee terracotta flower pot. So these are the smallest ones you can get. I suppose they were, you know, they just sort of fit in the palm of your hand, you know, those wee ones. Mm-hmm. The only thing is just, obviously, if you buy them in the gardens and if you have them, give them a good wash. And then I sometimes, you know, like something like that, just put them into the oven, nice hot oven, you know, to sort of sterilise them.
Uh-huh.
And then just brush them with butter. But they've all got a wee hole at the bottom of them, you know, I suppose for irrigation or something. I don't know anything about plants. You need to, and then put a wee bit of baking parchment paper at the bottom of that so that your carrot cake mixture doesn't fall out the bottom. Yeah. So, and this is just a gimmick. So if you want to just make a nice carrot cake, this to me is a good recipe. It's a nice moist cake. I think carrots lend themselves really well to a cake because they're sweet. And just make the cake in a tin, but just, I think I put the instructions, you know, on the website, just to, you know, from baking. So that obviously the smaller cakes will take a lot less. So
individual pots will take less.
The individual ones, yes. Yeah. So we're going to make these look like a flower pot. But for the cake first, John, is just, I've got a wee bowl here, and I've got eggs and brown sugar, and just use a light oil, you know, like a vegetable oil or a rapeseed oil. Don't be getting your good extra virgin out for this one, and it won't do the same job anyway. So just a light sunflower oil, and then self-raising flour, a bit of baking soda, and then your carrots, coarsely grated, cinnamon, and now rough about 75 grams of dried fruit. So look, I put raisins and apricots here because this is what I have, and I wasn't going to go to the shop. But if you've got dates, or you've maybe got a few cranberries left over from dried cranberries left over for Christmas, or if you, I mean, when I do this, it's lovely with dried pineapple, but a beautiful dried pineapple. Obviously, that's not in question at the moment, unless you're lucky enough to have dried pineapple. And then some desiccated coconut. And that's it. Just mix it in. It's not really creaming cakes. The oil and the eggs will keep it nice and moist. And then when you've got that mixture, put it into your... And they do rise quite a bit. So put them in. What I did was put them up really up to the top. Let them bake and they rise up nicely. And then what I did was cut all the tops off. And then that was my wee perk. You know, that was...
Oh, that was a wee bonus for the wee brucey bonus.
A wee brucey bonus when you're baking is always good, isn't it? Yeah, so I've got them here in front of me. So the wee pot's there, and I've trimmed the top off, and they're nice and moist. And then we're going to do. I've made this chocolate soil. Now this is what we're going to put on top to make it look like a wee flower pot.
I'm looking at the photographs that you sent through. So you've got six pots altogether. Three of them are finished.
Three of them
are finished, and three of them aren't quite finished.
No.
So the three that are finished have this. There's the terracotta pot that looks like soil to all intents and purposes from here. And then these wee three wee green shoots like coming out of them.
Yeah, they were just there was a bit of curry plant in the garden and thought, look, nice, and it's nice and, you know, stands up as well. Or you could put in a few mint sprigs if you have a bit of mint, just whatever you have in the garden.
It looks spectacular. looks
they look
spectacular,
nice, don't they?
Ah,
yeah, but
gorgeous.
The wee chocolate soil actually is just it's just sugar, again desiccated coconut. If you don't have desiccated coconut in both recipes, you could use some ground almonds, or if you have some, you know, mixed nuts, just bang them in a bag to grind them up.
Uh-huh.
A bit of plain flour, cocoa powder, and then melted butter. Mix it all together, put it onto a sheet of parchment paper. It takes about 15 minutes. And then you get this, it looks like, I've got handed it now, it does look like compost. But it tastes lovely because it's chocolatey and coconutty and lovely. And then just to get that to stick onto the cake, I have just a wee bit of mascarpone here mixed with a wee bit of icing sugar and some vanilla. And then just spread that over it. And then tip it, John. When you spread that over, sort of, you know, go around it and wipe the sides, and then just tip that into your chocolate soil so it all sticks. And then you just, I've got a wee bit of mint here, and I'm just sticking that into the middle, and sure, it looks like a wee pot of mint.
It is.
And then, when you bring that out to the table, and everybody thinks you're nuts, which is a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's your pudding, and then you just take the mint leaf and eat your cake. And that's it.
That's delicious.
But it's just a bit of fun.
And
we need a wee bit of frivolity, don't we?
Very important. What are the portion sizes like in those wee small? I mean, is that a portion? Is that a terracotta pot per person?
I would say two, John. For the times we're living in, two pots per person.
Okay.
Or if you have a double sized, if you have a slightly bigger terracotta pot, just again cook accordingly. But I just think, look, I think we know we're living in a time now where it's. You turn on news, it's all very serious. So, look, a wee bit of frivolity with your bake. And everybody's baking at the moment. This is great. I mean, I'm on Facebook and Twitter. You're baking. You sent me a lovely photograph last night, John, honestly,
of my
soda bread.
It looked beautiful. Do you know what? I'm gonna tweet that again.
Do tweet it, because the crust is, you know, that's the whole thing, you know, is get that nice crust and gorgeous.
When I tap my bottom, you know, you want that kind of good sign.
You
that
tap
it sounds
your bottom,
like,
John. You want a tight as a drum, isn't it?
The only thing was, it was a kind of a yellowy colour. The actual bread itself inside was a kind of a yellowy colour. I don't know what that was.
Did you have butter in it?
I'll put butter on it. No. Slathered it on. But
it's probably the flour.
It tasted absolutely beautiful, and
sure,
I would like to think that by the time I get home that there would be some left. But there may be
And that's the funny. My niece texted me the other night looking for a fruit soda bread.
Uh-huh.
So I gave it to her, and she said I said, what was it like? She says, I meant to take a photograph, but it got demolished. And I said, so next time you make one, you know, make two and try and hide one, because it's lovely toasted.
Yeah.
And then you have your butter, toasted soda with, you know, fruit soda or any kind of soda, just with butter and jams. Gorgeous, isn't it?
I'm going to tweet another picture of my soda bread, I have to say.
I've
tweeted one already of the lovely carrot cake. Wee flower pots with the mascarpone and the chocolate soil. No, they're really, really gorgeous. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, cheers, Paula.
Thanks, John.
And we'll
cheers.
Put the, of course, there'll be the recipe will be on the website. Go to the John Toole episode page, or if you want, just give us a ring here on 03030 80 55 55, and we'll send you one out in the post. Thanks a million, Paula. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, John.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toole Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.